from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director requesting authorization to approve a parking rate increase at General Mitchell International Airport effective January 1st, 2014.
Mr. Bailey.
Chairman, Supervisors, we're requesting a 50 cent per day increase in the parking rates effective January 1st, 2014. The last time the board in this committee reviewed parking rates was 2006. At that time, you gave airport staff the authority to raise the remote rate to $8. It is currently $6. We did not raise it to $8 because at the time, all right parking had been purchased by Fast Park and Relax, and we got into a little bit of a fair war with those folks, and so we kept our rates more competitive and aggressive. But certainly, over time, costs have increased. The reason the staff is recommending this on January 1st, 2014 is because of the changing passenger loads at the airport. It's our request that we maintain our non-airline revenue sources stable because the unit cost for airlines is naturally going to go up as they reduce the level of operations. So this will help us do that.
Senator Costa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I see that the revenue, the increase is $2.6 million, which isn't chicken feed. I do have a problem, though, with 50 cents increase. You know, the examples that you gave in all of these other ones, there is nobody that has change, if you will. It's always a dollar, be it $8, $7. You add that 50 cents, Barry, that's a pain in the butt, okay? Change, 50 cents, is going to be a pain in the backside. I don't know why. Are we setting the trend here as far as going with the 50 cents that nobody else is doing?
Supervisor, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you're right. Yeah, I'm observing that matrix of other airports that we are compared to, they're all in the dollar range. It was airport staff's intention to keep the increase somewhat nominal. That was the motive. The airport tends to be the price leader for all of the operations out here. And obviously, if we raise our rates, they're going to embrace that, and they'll be raising their rates too. And it's kind of I think they'll also be happy that we did that because of that new fee that kicks in January 1st to 14th. Any rate increase that we do is going to eclipse that fee. We didn't recommend a buck, Supervisor, just because we wanted to keep it somewhat nominal for the public.
Well, I don't want to say it's nickel and diming the public. It's more like a quarter and 50 cents in the public. you know what, I don't know. There's just something, maybe it's psychological that, I know we're the leaders and all that kind of stuff, but it just seems that we're being cheapskates about it as far as, well, we got to increase revenue, so we're going to increase by 50 cents. My sense would be go a few more years and then raise it a dollar. I know that that's steep, but the last time we raised it was 2006, we bring it back in 2016 or 2017, then I think there's justification to raise it a dollar, but I'm not going to support this 50 cents. It just seems picayune-ish to me.
Senator Rocha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval of item 3.
We have a motion to move approval. Supervisor Jerzyk.
Well, to me, the more important question is comparing Mitchell with Chicago Midway and O'Hare, and we continue to make parking very affordable. I've had many business travelers, and you've got Pleasant. At Pleasant Prairie Business Park and so on, who prefers to come down here. Their expense accounts allows them to stay in a short-term parking and pay the short-term parking fee, even though they're here along. They're using that actually as long-term parking, if I'm saying that the right way.
Correct.
People pay with credit cards. The fact that there's 50 cents there is going to be meaningless, and I think it's wise to do this incrementally, so I definitely will support it. I think we continue to be reasonable, and I think that's really what we need to look at, how we're comparing to the other competitors around us.
Any other comments or questions? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. You said the intent was really to stabilize revenue. So it was talked about that it's a $2.6 million increase, but because of reduced demand, we're not expecting it to really be an increase in revenue?
The non-airline revenues, the big accounts there are parking, rent-a-cars, and concessions. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the reduced traffic, we've seen some drop in all those categories. But because some of that reduced traffic was transfer traffic, just changing lanes in Milwaukee, it's not one for one. So rental cars are holding up well. Concessions are certainly decreased. Parking is decreased. I don't have the numbers in my head, but it's part of our budget negotiations with the airlines to show that the board has supported the non-airline revenue side of the ledger, which of course also plays into the racing charges that the airlines pay. But there's no question that the airline racing charges are also going to go up because their divisor goes down, which is going to reduce landings and reduce passengers. It's going to require their rates to go up too for 2014.
Thank you. So that is done.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So it appears that there are four different types of rates here that you're requesting a 50 cent per rate increase for. In light of Supervisor Borkowski's comments, is it possible that it might make more sense to do some of those, maybe two or three of them, at an increase of a dollar, leave one or two of them where they're currently at, in order to have round numbers and potentially even get more non-airline revenue than what they're currently seeking?
Well, obviously, without doing an analysis, I can't answer that question specifically. Supervisor Jerzyk makes a good point that the vast majority of our revenue is now paid for by credit card. And so it really doesn't make a lot of difference to most of the consumers because they just have their credit card. But we were doing it across the board for the sake of understanding.
Right, any other comments or questions? We do have a motion for a move of approval. Item number three. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshaw?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Taylor?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Four ayes, three noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Now, y'all can put a motion in and raise the 50 cents more, you conservative people over here. I want to see it on the board floor, and I'll support that 50 cents increase.
I may very well do that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
You know, it'll be to reduce it by 50 cents.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah, you want
to
be sent to your back.
No. I want the increase. I like that.
Don't be encouraging last minute.
Hey, we got to have that fun today.